This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours main news. We take a look at stories making headlines. Six Catholic cabinet ministers opposes planned Bill 7 protest, urge church to embrace dialogue on amendment Bill number 7. NAPSA boosts energy investment to $200 million to strengthen fund for security. And Putin reaffirms commitment to diplomatic settlement of conflict, says Kremlin.
FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mokulangoma Mwape. Now, six Catholic cabinet ministers have opposed a planned protest by the Oasis Forum against Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7, urging church leaders and civil society to instead embrace President Ndichi to Moscow for dialogue. Speaking on behalf of the ministers, Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma said that the planned march from the Freedom Statue to State House undermines the Church's mission of promoting peace, reconciliation, and national unity. The ministers, which includes Jack Mwimbo, Mulambo Haimbe, Felix Mtati, Doreen Mwamba, Shio Mulyata, and Mr. Lufuma, expressed concern that the approach being taken by some church leaders risks deepening polarization at a time when Zambia requires collective wisdom to resolve national matters. Mr. Lufuma noted that although some Catholic leaders have exercised their constitutional rights seeking legal redress on the matter, the decision to proceed with a public demonstration is regrettable, especially when an invitation for dialogue remains open. He appealed to the church leadership to reconsider their stance and head to the president's call to meet at State House to discuss concerns surrounding the proposed amendment. Meanwhile, organizers of the demonstration have insisted that they will proceed with the protest despite President Ndichilema's invitation for engagement. The Oasis Forum, comprising civil society groups and church mother bodies, argues that the protest is necessary to express public dissent against Bill 7, which they believe threatens constitutional safeguards.
As senior members of the Catholic, Roman Catholic Church, also serving as Catholic ministers, we wish to categorically state our strong opposition to the plan recorded on the constitutional review process. We also note that some of our church leaders have already gone to court over this matter, which is within their constitutional rights. The church, which we hold in high regard, is divinely mandated to be a unifier of the church. Its mission is to foster dialogue.
The Immigration Department has received that. I received that 89 Ethiopian nationals who were found loaded in a tanker truck belonging to Karen Transport Limited, Lusaka, were en route to South Africa, which was their final destination. Yesterday, the Kaperimposhi immigration officer apprehended the group for failing to appear before the nearest immigration officer upon entry into Zambia. The suspected illegal immigrants were intercepted at the Kaperimposhi tunnel after a tip-off from alleged members of the public. When immigration officers arrived at the scene, they found the tanker truck packed with out a driver who is believed to have fled and remains on the run. Preliminary investigations indicate that the immigrants were initially concealed inside the empty tanker, but due to extreme heat and lack of ventilation, they were forced to climb onto the tanker's roof. Out of the 89 suspects, 61 were found with only Ethiopian national identity cards, while 28 had valid Ethiopian passports, but none bore Zambian entry endorsement stamps. Immigration Department Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Shinga says that all suspects have been detained at Kaperimposhi Police Station, pending further investigations and possible prosecution.
The suspected illegal immigrants were intercepted at the Kaperimposhi tunnel in a tanker truck bearing registration numbers AJF7250 and AJF7218, both belonging to Karen Transport Limited of Lusaka. This followed a tip-off from alert members of the public. When immigration officers arrived at the scene, the tanker truck was found parked without its driver, who is believed to have fled and is currently on the run. Preliminary investigation suggests that the immigrants were initially concealed inside the empty tanker, but due to extreme heat and lack of ventilation, they were forced to climb onto the roof of the tanker. Some of the Ethiopians were also found at nearby shops where they had gone to buy food. Of the 89 suspects, 61 were found in possession of national identity cards only, while 28 had valid Ethiopian passports.
Tourism Minister Rodney Sikomba has expressed shock over the protests staged in northern and southern province regions by officers from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Speaking during a press briefing, Mr. Sikomba said he was surprised that officers chose to take the streets despite being fully aware that internal discussions were already underway to address their concerns. The closure of the park entrances has disrupted business for several tour operators, with the Zambia National Association of Indigenous Tour Operators describing the action as a detrimental to the tourism sector. In the early hours of today, November 24, 2025, wildlife officers staged a go slow and blocked entrances at national parks to express dissatisfaction with what they say poor conditions of service, which they attribute to weak leadership within the ministry. They have also demanded the resignation of both the minister and his permanent secretary.
I think that is very, very important for us as government, is we are known to dialogue. Protests such as that may just attract good things. Protests such as that may just create divisions. Already, as you may have seen, there's only a few pockets of individuals who are actually protesting. So essentially, it will now create a division, which obviously as the government we don't want. We want a unified department. We want a unified ministry. These protests that you see and inadvertently create a dent on the image of our sector.
The National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, says that it has increased its investment footprint in energy sector to around $20 million as part of efforts to secure and grow pensioners' funds. NAPSA Director General Muyangwa Muyangwa says that this investment highlighted by the institution's involvement in the Mamba Power Expansion Project reflects NAPSA's strategy to channel funds into viable long-term ventures. Mr. Muyangwa says such investments are key to ensuring accountability and transparency in the management of contributors' money while guaranteeing sustainable returns for the authority. He notes that the move will not only boost NAPSA's resource base but also enhance financial security at a time when many stakeholders have expressed concern over the safety of pension funds, especially in light of the ongoing pension reforms that affect the national scheme.
But I think it's better busy than not busy. I think your pension house is in very good shape. There has been a lot of growth that we have recorded between 2024 or just starting from 2021 up to date, and we're feeling very encouraged. But yet we know there's more that we can see.
Governance expert Ruben Lifuka says that Zambia's democratic health hinges on a political party strengthening their internal systems, cautioning that weak intra-party democracy poses a threat to the country's multi-party dispensation. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Lifuka says that democracy begins within political parties themselves, as they are key actors in safeguarding and advancing the nation's democratic values. He noted that the strong and credible political parties can only emerge when members are free to contest leadership positions and exercise their rights without interference. Dr. Lifuka emphasized that internal discipline, transparency, and strict adherence to party constitutions are essential if political parties are to contribute meaningfully to the national governance.
Well, our democracy, the beginning of this definition starts with the political parties themselves. In a multi-party democracy, political parties are central in delivering on that promise. You cannot have a democracy without strong political parties. And the only way to start having strong political parties is having strong intra-party democracy. People being free to stand for positions of authority, at the same time, people being able to exercise their rights without any hindrance.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, says that the continued power instability in the country has significantly affected the sector's performance this year. ZAM President Ashu Saga says that the sector's contribution to the gross domestic product has declined sharply compared to 2024, when it was at its highest. Mr. Saga notes that the inconsistent power supply has disrupted production cycles, increased operational costs and slowed industrial output, leading to reduced overall performance. He stresses that government must urgently address the power supply challenges to end